Morning, baby. I'm sorry I came in late last night, and for not properly kissing you goodnight, and for leaving early again this morning. My boss seems to think me volunteering to work overtime means he can keep me away from you for almost literally the entire day. We knew we needed to save up, so I had to take that chance. You know this won't last forever, though. As soon as things line up, and this new job offer comes to fruition, we won't have to worry anymore. Not about that asshole boss. Our finances. Not a damn thing. It won't be long before we're secure in ourselves, so we don't have to bust our asses picking up extra hours anymore. I can't wait for that day. Step one to making our dreams come true. It's so close, yet so far. Just imagine, we can look for a house away from the city with a reading nook, a giant office for two, and easy access to the beach, just like you dreamed of. We can get rid of our box on wheels and buy ourselves a new car for once. We'll have more time for each other, and we'll be able to go to a restaurant once in a while and not have to worry about gas or a bill afterwards. We'll finally be able to sleep in sometimes and have lazy morning cuddles or breakfast in bed. And you can finally quit your job and focus on your writing, the only thing you've wanted to do since we met so long ago. I know it's been hard putting most of your writing aside, and I'm so glad you've been able to find time despite our crazy schedules. When this is all over, you can put all of your time into getting your collections published. And maybe a script of yours could end up being the next blockbuster of the season. Who knows? You have the drive and work ethic to meet your goals, so I'm confident you'll even be able to exceed your own expectations. That's one of the reasons I'm so blessed to call you mine. You are relentless in all your passions. Your determination knows no bounds. The fact that you've been so dedicated despite our setbacks proves you deserve the best. I know I've written way too much for a quick little letter, so I'm going to quit wasting ink and paper. No matter what happens, we'll be together through it all. As I've told you before, alone we are powerful, but together we are unstoppable. All our dreams and more come true. This I promise. To you, from me. P.S. Since by some miracle we're both off this weekend, wake me up extra early so we can have our morning tea before your writing session. I know you miss those. P.P.S. I love you.